Hello everyone, and welcome to Discovering Your Soul's Purpose, 8-week online training course. And this is Deborah Sky King, and I have to say, I am in one of the most exquisite locations. I'm actually going to take a couple of photos and post them on this page, because this is the perfect place to be doing this module training today. And this is awakening your inner self. And it's going to be a great one. I have had such great feedback from last week. I'm so honored and blessed to have such amazing people taking this course and really diving into it and really getting some really good results, and getting those little nudges of the aha moments creeping up on them, you know, here and there, and little insights. And that's what it is, you know. It doesn't have to be this big aha moment. It can just be very subtle. So thank you so much for your awesome feedback for Module 2. I really appreciate it. And I'm really grateful you can connect with me via the jungle sounds and the energy here, which I'm sure you are receiving with each word that I'm expressing. And right now, I'm actually in a hut. And there's this makeshift swing. I'm by the water, and the water is crystal blue green. There's mountains, well, little mountains behind me, and there's monkeys in the background, so you might be able to hear them once in a while. And the sun is just about to set. Now, I did another recording of this when it was like torrential rain, and I had to stop that recording because it was too loud. So on here I do express in the beginning that I was doing that, but I've had to switch venues because it was just, you weren't able to really connect with my voice because it was an amazing tropical rainstorm. And it was awesome. I used to love sleeping in them when I used to live in the jungle. This one was a little bit different. I had monkeys, like three different families of monkeys all around me, so it was really loud. So remember to go to the website, which you most likely are on right now, discoveryoursoulspurpose.com, and put in the password for each module. So Soul Purpose 3, Soul Purpose 4, and for this week, to listen to the recordings at any time. And if you have any questions, comments, or inquiries, just email me at info@soultherapy.ca, and I will personally respond to you, okay? So here I wrote down, I'm actually sitting in the jungle while a massive electrical rainstorm is taking place. Again, I've had to change total venues because it was just too much to be able to record in. So where I am now, it is so peaceful, and you can hear the water. Hear that? Just in the background. And the birds all around. It's so peaceful here. Okay, so let's begin discovering your soul's purpose, awakening your inner self. So your inner self is your divine self, that place that knows everything about you, and it's here to guide you and to support you, if you allow it to. And the belief that you are in control of anything is actually false. You're in control of nothing, really. And when the conscious mind understands that, then you can just give up and let go of what you already are creating, but you're too controlling and focusing on being secure and being in a certain reference point of existence or relating to life. But once you get that moment after tonight of understanding that everything is perfect, and awakening your inner self is going to enhance the ability for you to be able to let go and surrender, you know, and not really focus on the things that you believe you can control in life. And it's a, you know, it is a good idea to have that sense of security of control, but most of us are really over-controlling of things that we have no idea about. So the power of choice is readily available. And the number one thing that you need to do to support yourself is just to let go of your belief that you are in control. And we're going to get into that a little bit later in the different modules, but you'll see how it all comes together in this training, okay? So the only reason you believe you must control your life, your relationships, the way others treat you, etc., is because you feel out of control. And this gives you some dignified sense of order. What you're really doing is disallowing spirit to co-create with you. So to awaken your inner self, you must surrender to the child within, meaning the part of you that is seeking to play and be loved. At some early time in your life, you deemed it important to be in control of any situation you could because you felt disrespected, abandoned, or rejected. And now as an adult, you suppress the part of your makeup, your totality of being, and your whole being. Sorry, suppress is written wrong, but that's okay. So, when you have a synergistic relationship with every part of your body, emotionally, physically, and mentally, there is no cohesiveness. There is a disconnection that takes place, usually very young. And as you get older, the only way you can feel safe to protect yourself is to have a belief that you are controlling your experiences, even the minor ones. So when you have that disconnection from your personal relationship to yourself, your emotional body, your physicality, your mental state of being, and your spirituality, that creates this buffer zone where you feel unsafe because you're not full, you're not whole in yourself. Okay, so you'll start to understand that your thoughts that are overriding you and you can't sleep at night because you have these thoughts that just absolutely control every aspect of your life. But when you give up those thoughts and you understand that everything's in perfection already, and those thoughts are actually sidetracking you and causing distraction, so you cannot hear your inner self. You know, that's the part that you have to give up. And you do this technique that I'm going to show you tonight, so I'm really excited about this. So today we're going to awaken your inner self by performing a sacred ritual of awakening your divine self within. Okay, so I really want you to relax into this one. I want you to close your eyes, lie down, pause if you have to, and go to the washroom. Turn this off right now if you have to. Go to the washroom, get some water, get yourself set up. And please don't listen to this while you're driving or doing anything that needs your attention. Because this one, I want you to completely relax, completely let go, and just lie back and receive, okay? Open yourself up to receiving and letting go. So please relax and get comfortable. So in what I'm going to share with you tonight, the inner mind is engaged for two purposes. First, the imagination is employed to manifest positive outcomes in the areas of physical health, emotional fulfillment, financial balance, and spiritual harmony. Second, the profound depth and wisdom of the inner mind is tapped for inspiration and information to maximize the use of those talents that will be most helpful in healing all areas of your life. So, repeated use of the self-hypnosis approach will integrate the various parts of life and healing the whole person, awakening to your inner self. So, I would really, really, really love for you to listen to this for the next 7 days at any time. Morning, afternoon, sleeping. You can even do it while you're sleeping, just because it's working on your subconscious. 7 days, okay? Continue to listen to this. until next week's module. Please do it, because this is for you to awaken your inner self, to connect, to let go. Okay? So, to begin this inner journey, position yourself so that you will be comfortable for a few minutes and will be able easily to keep a pen or pencil on paper and write down or draw at the appropriate times. Now, I usually advise everyone to do this afterwards, okay? So please have a pen or paper and pencil, whatever it is that you have around you, just so you can jot down notes, because what happens is they come so quickly that sometimes it's hard to remember them all. And by doing this, it enables you to have it there so at the end, you know, or at the end, just sit up or just roll over and write down the things that you get, okay? So even though you'll be completely relaxed, you easily will open your eyes just wide enough to see. And when prompted, record your thoughts and describe your feelings. Whatever comes to your mind, trust your senses and accept the first feelings, pictures, or words that appear. Now close your eyes and take a deep breath. One. Breathe it in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, another deep breath. In through your nose and out through your mouth. One more. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Allow the tension to begin to leave your body with each exhalation. Begin to move to a place of deep relaxation. As you begin to breathe deeply and naturally now, realize that healing is more than a goal. It is a journey. It is a process. A truly enjoyable process and a magnificent adventure. The value of the journey is in the journey itself. Experiencing the journey will take you beyond thinking to experiencing, embracing all levels of your being. Allow yourself now to open to this important work. Remember now a time when you were really safe and you felt safe and comfortable. Bring back from your memory the sensations associated with that time. Remember the place and the circumstances in full detail. Become aware of the sounds, colors, textures, and feelings associated with complete safety and harmony. With your eyes closed, feel completely relaxed and comfortable. When you are relaxed and comfortable, do you allow yourself to dream or daydream? Can you imagine yourself entering your dream? Allow images, sounds, and feelings to bring you to a light space into your very being, feeling connected with yourself, your higher self, your higher mind. Allow yourself to notice a tiny light within you as you are in the safe place. Notice how this light becomes brighter and brighter as it expands to encompass your entire being. Perhaps the light has colors within it. Maybe it is pure white. It might even pulsate in living rays of light. The light may extend beyond your physical body. This is the light of your true self, the divine light of your being. The light allows you to imagine, to learn, and to grow in many new ways. The light illuminates you and opens the possibility for new discoveries and insight. This light that now surrounds your very being allows you to imagine and to learn. Imagine yourself giving your mind a positive picture about an aspect of your life, can you anticipate that what you plant now is what you will harvest eventually, even though, possibly, you consciously forget what you planted and when or where it was, or for what reason? Realize and appreciate the eternal truth that you can use your mind to improve your life by creatively sensing the way your life will improve. You also can feel your connection with the light of your higher mind, your higher self. You can sense your inner wisdom and learn from that wisdom. You can begin by comparing your mind to the surface of a quiet pond. My voice is like a gentle breeze whispering in the trees along the shore. The pond remains quiet and still, even though there is activity beneath the surface. Often there is much happening beneath the still surface. The gentle surface conceals extraordinary depth, the depth of your inner wisdom. As you continue to drift deeper and deeper, relaxed now, bathe in the divine light of your being. See yourself leisurely descending a set of stairs, covered with a thick white carpet that is like a cloud beneath your feet. Perhaps there is a brass handrail or a walnut banister. The stairs lead you to a comfortable room, a very safe place. While you're in that room, the outside world will stay outside. You can rest a minute and become aware of just how good you feel, free from all the realities of the outside world and bathed in your divine light. You are free to do whatever you wish to do at this time. You may wish to allow your conscious mind to drift. You don't even have to make the effort to listen to my voice. It isn't important what your conscious mind does now, because your unconscious mind is here with me, and it will hear me and can respond in own time and its own way. At this time, you can go to whatever level of relaxation your unconscious mind wants you to go to, in order to do the work you're going to do now. Imagine yourself giving your mind a positive picture. In your creative imagination, sense yourself as having a powerful and creative mind. Realize that you can use your mind to create a better life in a fashion similar to a light shining through a motion picture film onto a screen. Allow a scene to come forward. Witness yourself nourishing your mind. Imagine that you enjoy mental well-being and complete peace of mind. Now ask to connect with your higher mind. Ask your higher mind to convey to you now how you can utilize the higher mind to create the kind of life you want. Just write or sketch whatever you receive or perceive. Trust the thoughts, feelings, or pictures that come first. Now rest your hand and rest your eyes. Relax and breathe naturally. Now imagine how important your body is to your physical health. Observe how the body enjoys fresh air, pure water, exercise, healthy foods, proper elimination, cleansing of the pores, massage, or skeletal alignments. Imagine a healthy lifestyle, receiving nutrition for strength, rest, and deep, restful sleep. Look forward to your exercising to gain vitality, and take a sauna or steam bath to cleanse the skin. Sense yourself enjoying nature. Imagine yourself energetic and vital. View yourself as healthy, happy, and enjoying life to its fullest. Create a mental picture of rejuvenation. Look younger with sparkling eyes and shining hair and feel younger. Now ask to connect with your physical body. What does your inner healer say or convey to you? What guidance, feelings, or impressions are given to you? Make a note of the information. Write or sketch whatever you receive or perceive. Trust the thoughts, feelings, or pictures that first come. Now rest your hand and rest your eyes. Relax and breathe naturally. In your constructive imagination, look forward to living in emotional balance and healing. For instance, if you were ever hurt or angry, can you sense yourself learning to use that hurt or anger as a motivation for change? Transform yourself to forgive others and to forgive yourself. Recognize emotional intelligence as a clear vision for your social and family life. In your mind's eye, observe yourself as emotionally fulfilled and happy. You give and receive love and affection. You offer support and you receive it. The scene comes easily and is surrounded in light and pleasure. Now ask to connect to your emotional being. Open to the thoughts, feelings, or impressions of your emotional life. Ask what you can do each day for emotional healing, balance, and fulfillment. Make a note of this information. Write or sketch whatever you receive or perceive. Trust the thoughts, feelings, or pictures that you first have. Now rest your hand, rest your eyes, relax and breathe naturally. Can you sense the connection between your finances and your mental, physical, and emotional well-being? Imagine yourself living within your income. See yourself budgeting time and money as valuable resources and notice how this improves your overall picture of life. Sense yourself living generously within guidelines of simplicity and financial intelligence. Imagine yourself deciding what you really want to do with your life. Then create a clear picture in your mind's eye of financial balance and economic healing. Sense yourself liking your work and producing a healthy income. Make the vision real. Envision yourself contributing fairly and generously to others. You may give yourself time, your knowledge, and your prayers. Now ask to connect to your inner financial advisor. What guidance, counsel, or information can be given to you at this time? Ask your inner accountant for impressions or information. Make a note of the information. write or sketch whatever you receive or perceive. Trust the thoughts, feelings, or pictures that come first. Now rest your hand and rest your eyes. Relax and breathe naturally. Now sense how you are connected with God, universe, source, Mother Nature, and see God's role in your daily life. Imagine your life as your religion and your temple. Affirm that how you live your life each day reveals who and what you really are. Focus your attention inward to your soulful place of deep imagination. Sense yourself living a spiritual life. Make it joyful and active and place yourself prominently at its center. Now create a new impression. An impression that nourishes your soul, illuminating you with happiness and fulfillment. Imagine that it is already true. You are spiritually centered. You live a life full of purpose, a life of service to Source, God, Universe, Mother Earth, and to humanity. Now ask to connect with the highest source of your being, with the creative source of life. What is the highest guidance, wisdom, or counsel that you can be given at this time? What can you do on a daily basis to nourish your soul, to be vital and happy? Make a note of the information, write or sketch whatever you receive or perceive. Trust the thoughts, feelings, or pictures that come first. Relax and breathe naturally. Ask the various aspects of your being to work together in a meaningful whole. By working together, the parts create harmony and oneness that is greater than the various parts. Ask for and receive a few words or a short sentence that encapsulates this oneness, this healing at all levels of your being. Now write or print those words. Allow yourself to enjoy all that you have accomplished. Thank your mind, your body, your emotions, your financial advisor, and your spiritual guidance. Allow healing to occur each day and at every level of your being. When you are ready, slowly come back to a full alert state. Open your eyes and smile. Physically stretched. And when you have stretched, just stretch it all the way out. You have embraced a whole new level of thinking, healing, and holistic living. You are fully alert now and completely refreshed. Set aside your writings and sketches for a few days or weeks before reading and examining them again. Later, when you have examined them, realize that they are sacred gifts from your inner mind and your inner higher self. So just take a deep breath now. Open up your arms and stretch them out. Roll your neck, your shoulders, your body. Give it a shake. How was that? Pretty powerful, wasn't it? It's quite amazing, you know, and I want you to listen to this for the next 7 days to really have a strong impression upon you to see how much your life is changing. Again, if you have any questions, email me at info@soultherapy.ca and I'll respond to you right away or within the day. And I hope you have enjoyed this week 3 of Awakening Your Inner Self. Next week, next module, it's going to be amazing. You're going to be at a whole new level of awareness and connectivity to you, to discover your soul's purpose. This is Deborah Sky King, and have an amazing evening or day wherever you are in the world. And remember, you are loved dearly. Blessings.